Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet on a Tuesday on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebe, PJ Glasser. We should go ahead and let you guys know, because 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by ESPN's Herm Edwards to break down the National Football League. But 1 hour from now, we'll be giving out all of our bets tonight in the world of sports, and also this weekend, because I'm going to be off the rest of the week. So I'm going to be giving out my college football week one bets. And if you want to be betting sports tonight and into the weekend, make sure you're taking advantage of the cool promotions that our friends at BetMGM have to offer. BetMGM account holders will receive an any sport parlay boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the parlay boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and SGPs. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. We will get to all of some other news and notes, which Bill's just put into the chat right here. Bill, this was like from what, just recently, about 2 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago? Dallas Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer letting the media know that Michael Parsons would need a ramp-up program to get back out on the field, courtesy of The Athletic. So that's the case down there in Dallas. I figured that was the case. Get the deal done. I'll say this, PJ. I think it gets done on Friday. I'm saying it now. Friday. Yep. Okay. But I'm in Cabo. I'll be hanging out by the beach. And I don't even know if I'll get notifications. I don't know what the hell the Wi-Fi situation is going to be like. You know what? I should just throw my phone in the ocean, honestly. But I think Friday, at some point, Parsons, 4 years, $165 million, whatever the hell it needs to be, and we'll all get on with our lives. So
when do you start
that's what we're
sweating
saying right now.
When do you start sweating, Femi? Like, if we get to next Tuesday, next Wednesday, like, at what point will you start being like, all right, Jerry, like, come on, Tuesday, okay.
Yeah, Tuesday. Because, like, as Shadi is saying, like, he needs to ramp up, and I don't know if he's going to be practicing if he doesn't have the contract. Now, he also doesn't want to miss game checks and just forfeit those, so maybe he says, all right, whatever, I'll come back to practice, and then the whole thing just kind of goes by the wayside, and we do this dance all again all over next year, but... He needs to practice, man. like we say deadlines make deal. The deadline's coming up here pretty soon, Jerry. Like, you know what you're going to do. You're going to sign this guy. He's too good of a player for you to, like, just put him on the tag for two more years and then just let it all play out. Like, just get him signed. Let's move on. Let's make up. And let's go out there and win some damn games in 2025, at least hopefully. But that's what's going on in the National Football League with Michael Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys. Let's get back to baseball with our baseball aficionado, Jay Kassan, here on You Better You Bet. In the last segment, if you missed it, we broke down the AL MVP, the AL Cy Young, two awards markets that we didn't think would be hotly contested late into the season. But hey, the long season, things happen, and they have happened with Cal Raleigh now a co-favorite with Aaron Judge and Garrett Crochet of the Red Sox on the heels of the Tigers' Tarek Skubal. But an award market where it's close because nobody's good, that's over in the National League with the NL Rookie of the Year, the bane of our existence. It's like, it feels like we're deja vu with the AL Rookie of the Year last season, with that race between Luis Gil, Colton Cowser, and Austin Wells, who is, like, pretty much like he who should not be named in my household, essentially. But the NL Rookie of the Year, as it stands right now over at BetMGM, your favorite is Cubs pitcher Cade Horton. Isaac Collins of the Brewers is plus 180. Drake Baldwin of the Braves is plus 200. Matt Shaw of the Cubs, 30-1. Augustin Ramirez, 35-1. But pretty much, according to the betting market, we have a three-horse race. Jake, is that how you see this awards market? Or could somebody that's a longer shot enter the chat in the final 4.5 weeks of the regular season?
I mean, I know what I want my answer to be. I want to say, yeah, Matt Shaw still has a chance at this thing because he's been awesome for the entire month of August. People keep tweeting me about it and asking about it, and his defense has been spectacular too. I just unfortunately think he dug himself too deep of a hole. It's too little, too late, so... I guess it's just these three guys, but I also thought it was just Collins and Baldwin 2 weeks ago as well. So the more that those two continue to not be playing and be mid as well, and the more that Horton continues to be awesome, the problem is, as I always say, with a pitcher, Horton needs one bad outing. He has a Christopher Sanchez outing, and it's over, and he falls way back to the pack. It's also Horton, too. He has to be meticulous. He has to be perfect the rest of the way. He can't afford to stumble even once. Usually we say, once, twice, maybe if you stumble, that's usually the second time, that's where you exit. Horton's going to finish with like 120 innings. He's going to have fewer innings than Paul Skeens had last year when he won, and that was already an anomaly, but Skeens was just so damn awesome and had so much gravitas that he was able to win. Horton's barely, like, Horton hasn't even cleared 100 innings yet. It's August 26th. So if he's going to win, and I'm not saying he can't win, he can absolutely win. And because this market is very stupid, all of these guys are very, very mediocre at best, and I'm being kind by saying that. He can definitely win because of that and because he has been awesome, but man, he has basically no wiggle room.
Yeah, I'll say this. I don't buy it with Cade Horton.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't buy it. Like this just came out of nowhere, and he's been good, but then like he doesn't pitch and then all of a sudden he becomes the favorite. Like what are we doing here? Like none of it makes sense to me. I do think that Matt Shaw still has a chance to win this one. Maybe I'm wish casting. Maybe I'm just like trying to like bring it into existence. But like, I mean, you look at what we talk about with the Rookie of the Year awards, wins above replacement is the compass. And right now, according to Baseball Reference, Matt Shaw is the most valuable rookie in the National League. Like at some point, and I know nobody's talking about him right now, so maybe I'm just like yelling into the abyss and nobody cares about this, but like at some point we will have to acknowledge if he continues to hit the ball like he has been in August, where he has an OPS over 900, like we're gonna have to acknowledge that this guy's just been better than everyone else. And if he's a 3-win player and Horton's at 1.8 at the end of the season, like does Horton win? Does that make sense to anyone? Doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. Like you can think that Horton's the guy, but like explain to me how Matt Shaw's 35 and Cade Horton's plus 140, and Matt Shaw is literally like a win and a half better than him according to Baseball Reference. Like that's where I just cannot get there with this betting market, and where I actually believe there is a betting opportunity as it stands right now. Like if you don't have anything, I'll advocate for it. I think that now's the time to bet Matt Shaw. I'll say it. And maybe I have egg on my face in 2 to 3 weeks or whatever, but I do think Matt Shaw is a bet right now. Like, I just don't see how these other guys are so far ahead of him in the betting market when the production says otherwise.
Oh, Femi.
I'm making the impassioned plea, Jake. I'm making
I'm with you. I would love sense. For you to be right, my friend. These tickets that we put in when he got called back up, 3 months ago, that'd be really great to be sitting on. I just feel like I'm getting set up for a Christopher Sanchez situation where I'm going to get my heart broken. I totally am with you. I think there is a case. I feel like some of these voters are going to go look at just the raw stats. It's kind of like the Cal Raleigh thing. Matt Shaw might end up hitting 250. And like Isaac Collins, for example, might finish with an 800 OPS, but he's hitting 300 and he's on the division winning team. And some of the voters might say, all right, well, we're going to give him the credit for that. I would love for you to be right. I do agree that I think the price is wrong on Matt Shaw, especially because, like you mentioned, all of this movement came on Cade Horton on a day he didn't even pitch. Like people are texting me, hey, you seen this odds move? And I'm like, did I miss something? Like, he didn't start today, right? And I'm looking for him everywhere. Nowhere to be found in any of the box scores, or specifically the Cubs box score, I guess. So I don't really understand what the move was about. I guess it was more anti-Baldwin and Collins. But yeah, I think you're right, Femi. I do think that this is a wrong number on Matt Shaw if you are just getting into this market. I do think that's something you'd... I mean, he's had an OPS over 1,000 in his last 30 games. Since the All-Star break, he has been awesome. He's hitting 295, OPS over 1,000. The defense has been legit as well. He steals bases, too. So, what the hell? Sure, I guess.
I mean, we're saying that we want to pick off good numbers, and PJ, I want to get your thoughts on this because, like what we're talking about here is like the mid-off of all mid-offs. Like, none of these guys are actually good, but it's, hey, one of them has to win the award by rule. Mm-hmm. You could get there with Isaac Collins. Like, if Isaac Collins wins, I would not bat an eye. I'd say, all right, yeah, like he was on a team that won the division, he was impactful. But like the Cade Horton stuff, to me, that's where I'm just like this is fugazi. Like, it's out of nowhere. It makes no sense whatsoever. I'm curious to get your thoughts between Collins, Baldwin, Horton, and maybe even Matt Shaw, PJ.
Well, that's where I was going to go is I don't really know who to bet in this award, but the guy I would not bet is Cade Horton. That's the guy I wouldn't bet, especially at that price. I mean, Jake said it. Like, he got steam Sunday morning. Family, we get a text from somebody saying, go bet Cade Horton 5-1. I look up, he's plus 1. I'm like, what happened? You know, so... all this steam that came in on him. And to Jake's point, you know, when you're a pitcher in the rookie of the year market, you have to be perfect. And Cade Horton's been unbelievable in his last 7 starts. He's only given up 2 runs in his last, like, 31 innings pitched, right? 36 innings pitched. So, I mean, the guy's been unbelievable. At some point, you think he's probably going to get roughed up. And when he does, it's just going to be tough for him to make up that kind of ground. So, Femi, I mean, you said it. You can really make a case for, you know, Shaw, Collins, Baldwin if you wanted. Horton, I mean, this just seems like you really, really missed the boat. And if you're getting in on this price, you need this guy to continue to be as good as he has been. And I just don't know if that's going to continue. So I wish I could give you an answer. I'll root for Matt Shaw with you guys because you're invested. I don't know who to bet in this market, but I would not bet Cade Horton. That's the guy I would stay away from.
Yeah, and like I think Cade Horton needs to continue the dominance that he's been doing over the last 6 weeks. How likely is that? That's where I sit here because, and we have this news that just came out about an hour ago, like Texas Rangers Nathan Eovaldi out for the rest of the season. Like that was the whole thing with Eovaldi and seeing his AL Cy Young price start to come down a little bit about a month ago. And everyone say, hey, like, look at Eovaldi. He's not giving up any earned runs. And then all of a sudden he starts giving up earned runs because that's what pitchers do. You're not going to be like, hey, I give up only one earned run for 8 straight weeks. Like, that's just not realistic. It's not realistic whatsoever. So I would expect a little bit of Cade Horton regression. And when that regression hits, we're going to go right back to these position players. If it's not Matt Shaw, and like, hey, it doesn't have to be. It could be Isaac Collins of the Milwaukee Brewers. It could even be Drake Baldwin of the Atlanta Braves, who at one point felt like he was going to be the guy that grabs control of this award, sitting as like a minus 250 favorite, who you can now get at plus 200. It continues to be fluid. I mean, you need to be checking the box scores all throughout these games every single night. And once you do that, take a look at some of the opportunities at a plus money price that you can bet, build up a portfolio, and hopefully you profit. But as it stands right now, I am taking a stance against the favorite, Cade Horton of the Chicago Cubs. I don't even think he's the most valuable rookie on his own damn team. That does it for hour number 3 here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, ESPN's Herm Edwards joins us here on You Better You Bet. Talk some National Football League on a Tuesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.